This is the 94 Rock Morning Show.
But we wondered what would happen if David Letterman and Paul Schaefer were on the 94 Rock Morning Show. And they were given the top 10 questions. The top 10 most overheard things at the mayor's office during discussions about filming Cops in Albuquerque. So we figured this is probably what it would sound like.
Kids, from the home office in Scottsdale, here's tonight's top 10 list.
All right.
The category, top 10 things overheard at the mayor's office about the show Cops returning to film in Albuquerque.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Paul, so you know they don't want Cops filmed in Albuquerque ever again.
Oh, no, they don't, Dave. It's a rough town.
Okay, here we go. Number 10. Hasn't the naked guy on Central, Don Schrader, had his 15 minutes yet? Number 9, no habla inglés.
Si, señor Dave.
Number 8, oh sure, and what's next? We stock the Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce with Mugshot Weekly? Number 7, Albuquerque doesn't need bad PR. Can't we bring back a nice, wholesome family show like Breaking Bad?
It couldn't hurt.
Yes. Number 6, why does that show always mess with us? Santa Fe has all the assholes. Number 5, 150 officer-related shootings in 2013 and not a camera in sight. Now you want to bring the cameras in?
I mean, really?
Number 4, last time the infamous Albuquerque transvestite episode was really embarrassing. Can't we bus in a hot tranny from Vegas or Phoenix this time?
Help a city out.
Number 3, when I think about what I want to see about Albuquerque on TV, the hell with Cops, I want to see Jessica Garate's rack.
Garate.
Number 2, where will the cameras go? The real crime in Albuquerque is the Isleta Amphitheater charging $12.50 for a beer at the Motley Crue concert. And the number 1 thing overheard at the mayor's office about the show Cops returning to film in Albuquerque, West Side. There you go, kids.
Hi, this is John Travolta, and you're listening to the wickedly talented, one and only, Salami Rhubarb.
Oh, thanks.
And now, the 94 Rock Morning Show presents Denver Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, Matthew, good to hear from you again, dude. I got to tell you, this has been really cool having you review all the legal marijuana in Denver for us for the last month, man. Thanks.
Hey, now, all right. What is up, pals and gals?
And not a damn thing, man. How about yourself?
Well, I hate to say it, but things just got a little weird up here, y'all. Woody, for Christ's sake, son, slow down. Oh, man. The Woodman is fired up right now.
What the hell's going on up there, man?
Oh, man, this just won't do. I'm riding shotgun in Woody's big old F-950 truck.
950, huh?
Woody's just got a little pissed off right now. Woody, come on, man. You got to slow down, son. You're doing, like, what, 110 in a what zone? 110 miles per hour? Slow down. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
What's the deal, man? What's going on?
Well, it would seem that not every marijuana dispensary up here in the Mile High City is for recreational use.
Uh-oh.
We kind of found that out the hard way a minute ago. Now Woody's all fired up.
Oh, what the hell happened, man?
We went into this place called Earth Group, and we were hoping to sample a bit of their finest offerings, but it would seem our plans were foiled slightly.
Why?
Huh?
Dude, come on, man.
Oh, right. Sorry, man. Well, what was I saying again?
You were saying your plans got foiled at that place called Earth Group.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold on a minute.
All right.
Woody, you want to slow down or what, dude? You just went through a school zone doing 95.
Oh, no.
Damn, dude. I mean, act like you can hold your smoke for 10 minutes, for Christ's sake.
What's his problem, man?
Well, that Earth Group place, it turns out, is medical marijuana only. So apparently you need a medical marijuana card or they won't sell to you.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, man?
We freaked out. I mean, Are you trying to tell me we can't get some weed from your place just because we don't have one of them cards? I mean, you gotta be shitting me.
Well, so why didn't you just go to the next recreational place?
Well, that's exactly what I said, but then Woody kept going on and on about having glaucoma or some shit. Person at the counter wasn't buying it. I said, glaucoma? Oh, hell, son. The only reason you're seeing stuff in the corner of your eyes right now is because you're so baked. I mean, give it up.
That was a pretty lame attempt, man.
Yeah, it was. Woody, for the last time, lay off the gas pedal. You're kind of freaking me out about now.
Well, so what happened then, man?
Then he starts telling me he's got menopause. Give up the weed. I'm all menopausal right now. I'm like, dude, you're not menopausal. That kind of stuff don't happen to guys, even if you are in your 50s.
Oh, dude.
So he tells them he's got incurable syphilis, which I don't doubt for a minute.
Yeah.
And he's telling them he's got irritable bowel syndrome, and I'm like, quit eating at Taco Bell all the time, and that won't happen. And then he's like, I got the SARS.
Oh, man, give it up, man.
No shit. Yeah. So, finally, he starts telling me we got to go get a fake medical marijuana card somewhere, and I'm like, what do I look like? Some 19-year-old skateboard punk trying to get a fake ID so I get in the titty bar? I mean, give me a break. I mean, whoa, hold on. Woody, you're going to hit that bus, dude. Look out.
Wait, man, you got to mellow him out.
Oh, man, we're going to die up in here.
Well, what's his deal, man?
He's all pissed off now. I guess he's got that road rage, so he's driving like a bat out of hell because he couldn't score any weed from that place.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What, man?
Oh, man. Hey, Woody, we're being pulled over.
Oh, no.
There's a cop on our tail, dude. You gotta pull over, son.
Oh, man, you guys are getting pulled over right now?
Oh, man, this ain't good, y'all. We're holding right now.
Yeah, but pot's legal up there, man. You're good?
Yeah, it's legal, unless you've got 2 or 3 kilos like we do, dumbass.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what the hell am I going to do with all these OCs? I got to get rid of this blow I've got, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Woody, down these quick. Eat up, son. The cop's getting out of the car.
Hey, man, you guys better hurry and eat that stuff, man.
Hold on a minute. The cop's walking up here now. Okay. Oh, man, it's a lady cop. Oh, she's a big girl. Hell, Skylar, she might even rival you.
Oh, come on. Are you guys cool or not? Are you cool?
It's a lady cop. I got this.
All right, yeah,
hold on a minute.
Oh, no.
Good morning, officer. I know. He was going a little fast, wasn't he?
Oh, jeez.
What's that? No, ma'am, we didn't see that school zone back there. No. No, ma'am, we didn't know it was recess time and we could have killed some poor kid. We're sorry. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you're right. We are in a spot of trouble right now, aren't we?
Oh, God, man.
Does it smell like weed in here to you? I didn't notice myself.
Oh, no.
License and registration. Sure, ma'am. He keeps his license and registration right here. Let me just unbutton my shirt here.
What?
All that paperwork is right here underneath it. I'll just unbutton a few more buttons here so you can see my outstanding abs.
Oh, God, son.
Excuse me? Why, yes, they are amazing abs. Thank you.
Oh, no.
You want me to flex a little for you? Well, sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you're going to let us off with a warning. Oh, it'd be a lot cooler if you did. Thank you. You too, officer. Y'all have a nice day now. Okay, we're cool. All right.
Are you kidding me, man? That actually worked?
Worked like a charm, bitches. Always does.
Wow. I'm amazed, man.
Well, that's it for today, kiddies. We got to go. Y'all have a great week, all right?
That's it right there.
That's enough action for one day. We'll holler at you next time.
So, all right, we checked in with the mayor of Sochi who was doing the whole speech and sounded like he was kind of coming out of the closet to me.
No, I think he's defending his point that there are no homosexuals in Sochi.
Okay, well, the speech continues. Well, luckily, we got a translator. Let's hear what's going on now here.
Складирование и утилизацию бытовых отходов в городе. Плохо то, что нам приходилось решать.
During Sochi Winter Games, world will see that Sochi has no homosexuals.
Принимают Олимпийские игры. Они, в общем-то, всегда строят страны.
Women in Russia do not ever look at male figure skaters as delicious yummy cupcakes with delightful outfits and hard little buttocks like steel of our mighty warships. And we do not enjoy the skin-tight uniform worn by bobsled and luge athletes that leave nothing to the imagination, with thighs like mighty tree trunks that I would climb and swing from their man branch.
И, конечно, заниматься городом. Но при этом...
I have never once stared at any man's package like that since the Bolshoi Ballet danced music of ABBA in Mamma Mia, and I had to use a bottle of vodka to hide party of sausage that was happening in my pants.
Немного социальных...
Oh, snap.